I'd actually attended a number of removals myself, and a number of people had been talking to me about it also. I'd attended two removals of particularly tragic victims of road traffic accidents, and I have to say I was absolutely stunned at the lack of dignity that appeared to be given to the families of the deceased.
There are going to be a number of removals over the course of the construction of this new facility. Is it not impractical to expect work to cease every time there is a removal?
No, we're not actually looking for it to cease. All we're saying is that maybe alternative works could be done at a time of a removal. Because if you're listening to Kanga hammers and workmen talking in close proximity to removals, to be honest with you, Greg, it is quite insensitive, and I have no doubt there are ways around it. Now, the management of the hospital themselves were in agreement, and they also were aware that this was an issue, and they assured me that they would take steps, and they actually had been contacted by people prior to our meeting about it, and it was their intention to take steps. When the commencement of the work took place, this didn't seem to be happening. I think possibly as we're moving closer to completion date, maybe there's more work ongoing at a probably a frenetic pace. All I'm looking for is sensitivity and dignity for the families.